Moncrief on News Talk.
No matter how fast you run, the 1970s will always catch up with you. After years of being regarded as naff and ugly, wallpaper is back. James McNamara is an interior designer in Westport who can't get enough of it. James, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, many people listening, especially people of a certain age, will go, oh God, I remember putting it up. It's a nightmare to put up. It's a nightmare to take down. So make the case, James. Change their minds for them.
Well, I mean, as everything, wallpaper has evolved and how it's used has evolved. It's not just the old dated patterns anymore. There's texture, there's different colours. It's a world of possibilities. And it's a very exciting tool to use in your interior spaces to create a more exciting space.
When you say the way it's changed, the way it's used has changed, you're still sticking on the wall, right? So that's pretty much the same thing.
You can put it on the ceiling, you can put it on door fronts, you can put it on whatever you want.
God, would you?
Yes, and I've done it.
Really? And
yeah.
But then you're kind of stuck with it, and then you kind of have to just scrape it off.
Yeah, but you know, if you like wallpaper, you're going to, you know, that's part of the process.
Yeah. But are there many people who like wallpaper? Because I thought wallpaper had gone out of fashion. That was kind of the point. So what's changing people's minds, James?
Well, like any interior trend or anything, fashion, interiors, everything comes back and it's just done in different ways and it's updated. So you have like your grass clots and more muted texture-based wallpapers. And then you also have the more, you know, exciting patterned, crazy wallpapers as well. So it's not for everyone, of course. Like nothing is, but it is a really fun way to create texture and excitement in your home.
And what way has it changed from, say, the 1970s version of wallpaper?
Well, instead of wallpapering everything, it's a fun opportunity to kind of zone into specific areas of the space, like so incorporating it with paneling or in your kind of door fronts, you can mold it in that way as well. It's not as extreme as it was back then. It's a bit more muted, which is, it's an exciting tool to play with.
Yeah, no, well, I suppose in the old way, people had just wallpapered the room. The room was wallpapered, yeah. And you could get that wallpaper, was kind of curly, and it was textured. You know, you could almost like brush it. It was like a carpet on the walls. So now, would people just do one wall, like it's a kind of a feature wall kind of job?
It depends on the space. I mean, it's how long is a piece of string. You can do it on one wall or you can wrap the whole room in it. It depends on what else is going on within that space and your actual style that you like with interiors. So I like, personally, I'm not a big feature wall person. If I'm doing wallpaper, I like to kind of incorporate it in with the paneling, or I like to put it on the ceiling, or as like a feature in a cabinetry style, like a wardrobe or something like that. I think it's more fun to kind of curate the space around it instead of making it kind of the, you know, main attraction, if you will, which also look nice.
Somebody wants to, one of our listeners want to know, is it true you can get insulated wallpaper for cold houses?
I'm sure, I mean, there's everything is available now. If there's insulated wallpaper, I'm sure it's available somewhere. You just have to find it. There's other ways to insulate the interior without, you know, including it in wallpaper.
Yeah. And so with wallpaper, is it still put up the traditional way? You have to get a big table and paste and all that kind of stuff.
I would recommend always getting a professional to install it. It's something that you don't want to be peeling off the walls in a month's time, or, you know, bubbling after a while. Like, I always recommend a professional, unless you want to spend a few hours on YouTube.
Doing
your own research.
Yeah, but I thought there was kind of different sorts of wallpaper now that were easy to take down.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the wallpaper I use would be, you know, on the higher end side of things. So it's like your grass clots and it's thicker fabric based wallpaper. So I always use a professional for that, just because I don't want to waste the cost of the wallpaper and have it, you know, falling down. And when it's applied properly, you shouldn't have the issue of it peeling the plaster off when you want to take it down.
Yeah. Is it easy to get wallpaper?
Yeah, you can get wallpaper anywhere.
Oh, God, I didn't know, because I've never looked, but I kind of thought, you know, it might be, there wasn't a market for it anymore, so it's more of a specialised thing now.
No, and to be honest, it's really gaining popularity in the past year or so. I mean, Ireland's always a couple of years behind anyway, but we're starting to not be afraid of it again. And I think in the past, because of the 90s wallpaper, that generation is kind of has a blockade up for it because they don't want to relive those traumas.
Yeah. Well, no, quite understandably. But but does that mean, like, because there had the last few years, I thought it was kind of a trend for neutral kind of colours. Is that coming to an end now?
See, interiors are very personal and it's very hard to say, okay, that's not a trend. That's, you shouldn't do this anymore, or we're veering away from that. We are starting to introduce more colours to our spaces, but I think people are beginning to find out more about what they like and they're less concerned about what is the trend or what everyone else is doing. And I feel like they're starting to implement their own personalities within their spaces. And I think wallpaper is just a side effect of that, is that they're getting more confident in their own style and their own tastes. So they're interjecting that into the their spaces as well.
Yeah. And so if in your experience, if somebody has a section of their house wallpapered, is there a bit over to do the school books?
I mean, if you wanted to go wrapping the school books in wallpaper, you're fully entitled to do so.
That's what's good. James, a generation of children grew up thinking that's what wallpaper was for.
I had school books myself wrapped in wallpaper.
Yeah. So that's, and you know, yeah, because someone else is texting about, you know, that wood chip wallpaper, which is a nightmare to get down. That's gone now, is it? They don't have that anymore.
I like for texture, I think a grass cloth is a really cool material to use. And also a lot of companies do kind of a textured, you know, grass cloth effect wallpaper if your budget won't stretch to that material. And it's a thicker grade, so it's a nicer finish when it's on the walls and you don't get, you know, that really, you know, bitty look. It's very cohesive and it's solid and it looks beautiful. And some wallpapers look almost fabric-like, which is really interesting. And you can actually do some fabrics in a wallpaper as well, depending on the installer as well. So there's a vast range of what you can do with wallpaper.
James, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was James McNamara there. He's an interior designer based in Westport in County Mayo, if you want to get your house wallpapered in Mayo.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.